Good morning, it's Neil and Debbie arriving for our...
It's a Saturday show.
Very good. Moonpig.com. yeah, we've got a beautiful one ready for you. It's in the oven. It'll be ready in about 2 minutes' time.
The UK's LGBTQ plus station.
Woo! Across the UK.
Let's go.
This is...
Little Mix, Sweet Melody on Gaydio.
Oh, wow. Hello, love.
Hello.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Just buying some time now because I haven't actually got my little, my little thing ready.
You just joined us. You can tweet the show at this ndebs at Gaydio and email ndebs@gaydio.co.uk. Always lovely to hear from you.
Yes, and we really need to crack on today, Neil, because I've got I've got to get stressed up.
Oh?
I'm going to a red carpet event and hanging out with Kate Blanchett later.
I beg your pardon?
Nothing, love. I don't want to name drop. but, yes, yeah, so give me, please crack on. And also, have you heard about the new Pet Shop Boys project?
No.
And the new Grace Jones project?
No.
And the Irish Grace Jones teaming up with the Grace Jones for their joint project. Honestly, it's too exciting. Chill out and let's play this.
It's Brittany. Give me more on Gaydio. Neil and Debbie here.
You read a book yet?
I haven't got around to it quite yet. No.
No. I don't know anyone that's read it. If it's any good, can you let us know? And also, if she does an audio book... I'd have that.
No, she was going to do one, but she's only doing the first couple of pages, isn't she? And then she's going to get somebody in to read the rest.
Oh, like she lip synced when I went to see her in in Wembley, and she was singing every time she was swinging on a little sort of swing up in the air.
Yeah, yeah.
And Neil, it was a miracle because the music was coming out, her words and her voice was coming out. Her lips weren't moving.
Oh, that's amazing.
It was an act. She can throw, she can add that to a CV. Ventriloquist. She can throw her voice. Try right now for some important news.
Oh, I thought we got news. Oh, we are.
That's
too late.
Lovely. Get it? Got it?
Good. Our weekly delve into things that have been going on. First of all, Keir Starmer has reaffirmed Labour's commitment to addressing hate crime and to make all forms of conversion therapy a criminal offence. If Labour form the next government, Starmer has pledged to strengthen the law so every category of hate crime is treated as an aggravated offence. So that sounds like a bit of... And, you know, the main thing is the conversion therapy thing, though. It's about time we got that sorted.
Seriously, I can't believe we're not in the medieval times. I can't believe that it's still allowed to go on.
I know.
They haven't banned it. It's just it's disgusting.
Ryan Clark has been telling the Radio Times podcast that he's learned to deal with homophobic social media trolls and says he has no reason to feel ashamed for being who he is.
I literally go back at the end of the day knowing I'm not hurting anyone, I'm nice to people, I've done a good job. And if it all ends tomorrow, I'm comfortable for a little bit.
Oh.
I'm all right. So Julie 038765 XYZ on Twitter.
Yeah.
The fact that you think I've got horse teeth or you don't like it because you think I'm too gay or you, why is that bender on the TV and stuff like that? I'm not. The easiest way I sleep at night is knowing that I'm not Julie 03678 XYZ on Twitter. And if I do feel like I just check my bank balance.
Do you know what? I want that on a t-shirt. Yeah. I'm not Julie 3.1345. And then Rylan with his teeth, his fabulous teeth, shiny. I love that. That's so great.
It's
so
great. It's a really good interview, as I say, with the Radio Times. And also, he is. Do you know he's a West Ham football fan?
Oh, don't talk about football now. Everyone will turn off.
Oh, well, he's made a TV documentary exploring homophobia in football. Rylan, Homophobia, Football and Me. It's currently streaming on Discovery Plus as part of the Queer History Month this month. So that's good. One final piece of news, and the best news of all, it has been confirmed. We mentioned this last week, actually. There was some question of what was going on here. Anyway, it's been confirmed. Kylie will perform at this year's Brit Awards. She's been shortlisted for International Artist of the Year. Hasn't performed at the awards for 13 years, but is expected to be on stage there with her breakout 2023 hit, Padam Padam.
That's fabulous. And if they don't add Kylie for the Song of the Year, I'm going to break into the News at 10 studios and chain myself to Tom Bradbury's desk.
Yes.
And shout, justice for Kylie, until it gets sorted.
Well, if she's performing, she's there. I reckon she'll get the award, don't you?
I think a deal's been done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but damn, no award, no Kylie.
Very good, very good.
There you go, it's your painter and decorator favourite, Paul Wolfert, looking for me on Gaydio.
That almost went well, didn't it? And this is Ndebs. We've got a new beautiful friend to welcome to the fold. You've met him, I've met him, and I used to work at Oxygen 107.9 with him until I got that station shut down.
Oh, well done. You've not fired from that one. You actually got that one shut down. Well done.
Oh, yeah, lost it. Lost his license. No, don't joke.
Ran out of air, did it?
No, me and someone else, we were involved in something we really can't talk about.
Oh, dear.
So I've just talked about it, so that means I'm in trouble. Anyway, I'm going straight to Twitter and saying hello to my lovely ex-work colleague, Anthony.
Ah.
You and I met him. His name is Anthony Babajay, and we met Anthony at the City Hall launch for World AIDS Day. And for the mayor's, we met him there. He's just such, I adore him. He's so intelligent and he does so much for sort of our community. So it's beautiful to have you there. Mm. Beautiful.
Brilliant.
And sorry about shutting the radio station. That one down. It wasn't very good, to be honest with you, Anthony, was it? We were probably the best things on it.
Joy Anonymous and Sugar Babes. That's called Joy on Gaydio. This is Dan and Debbie here.
Ooh, I would love to go to Joy's Anonymous. Hello, my name's Debbie. I'm here for Joy's Anonymous. I had Joy earlier this week and I'm feeling bad about it. A wonderful thing to go to. Anyway, now we can't talk about that because we've got a very busy show, including a... including, how would you like to lick Mel C's face?
Repeat,
lick Mel C's face.
Not particularly.
Like that's...
Not,
no? What about sporty... What about Jerry? She'd probably be quite salty, wouldn't she? Might be salty. But you can... How you can lick... Lick them and have them in your hand.
Right.
You have the Spice Girls in the palm of your hand.
Okay, interesting.
It's amazing, love, and it's coming to a post office near you. That's taking the sexiness out of it, isn't it? And also, I had the most amazing call from my stepmum in the week.
Right.
She dropped a bit of a bombshell.
Oh.
Quite a massive one. So I'm going to share that with you next because it belongs in Joy's Anonymous. So I would definitely go along there and talk about that this week.
Yeah, talking of which, Elton and Dula Peep, Cold Heart on Gaydio.
Go on, do the sixties dance scene. Do the sixties dance
sideways.
Sideways. Do the shuffle. Dun,
dun, dun, dun,
dun. I can do it with my nose, Neil.
Can you do the kazoo? Here it comes.
Oh yeah. Performing on stage tonight, putting the sex back into Sexton. It's Lady Neil.
What?
Do your turn.
Woo!
Oh, can I... Is this ticket refundable?
Yeah.
This is ndebs@gaydio. Email ndebs@gaydio and all those bits.
Well done.
Neil, can I tell you about the most exciting call?
Yes, hang on. Go on.
Sometimes in life, you've got to celebrate. We forget to celebrate the amazing things, don't we? We sort of rush through life, trying to find clean pants to wear.
Oh, yeah.
Moving the floor drobe away and just going, oh, God, what? Everything's going too fast. It's just too much. So I got a call from my stepmum in the week. She texted me. She never texts me to say this. Debbie, are you home tonight? Can I give you a call? I've got some news. So instantly I go, oh, she's pregnant. She's just turned 70. She's pregnant. I instantly think it's going to be the worst news ever. She's going to tell me she's got, like, you know, something awful.
Oh, right, yeah.
And she in brackets put, it's good news.
She's not pregnant, is she?
No, she's not. Right. No, she's not, Neil. Oh, that's too much. And she called me up, Neil, and she said, and I thought, please let this be what I think it is. And she said, guess what, Debbie? And I went, what hills? Went, we're getting a...
No!
And I screamed. I ran around the house like Beaker. And because our dog died, beautiful Mowgli, nearly 10 years ago.
It's near not 10 years.
He is.
Is it 10 years?
Love, it's 11 years because no. He died. I made a little plaque. The day before he died, I put his foot in one of those plasters of Paris thing. We didn't know he was going to go that day.
Right.
And now it's one of my most treasured possessions, plaster of Paris with his paw in it. And I wrote the date I took it on, just 12th of November.
The outline of his paw, I assume.
I put his paw in it. He really was annoyed at me, actually.
This is still there, love.
Yeah, and it's just, I love it, and I touch it every time I go home. Oh, I put my my fingers in the imprints of it.
You do, right.
Yes. And my stepmom's been desperate to get a dog ever since, but my dad's like...
Oh, is it your dad?
Much.
I thought it would be the other way around, the way she is with food.
I know.
Yeah.
So this dog, my sister's bumped into this dog in her village, two-year-old, right, yellow Labrador.
One lady owner. Yeah.
Yes, please. And I said, why are they getting rid of a 2-year-old Labrador? Got there now. And it's a guy who started a new relationship. His partner has got what I can only call is a horrible hairy draft excluder for a dog that clearly doesn't get on with his dog.
Right.
So he's got to get rid of Sevi.
No.
Yes, he's been done. He's got the most beautiful eyes. Wow. And I'm fallen in love with him, and I've only seen a picture. So my parents are going up. They're driving up tomorrow to pick the dog up. Sevi.
That is beautiful. And I'm very excited for you. But there is something we now have to go back on in a couple of seconds.
Right, okay.
About, would you go into a new relationship and have to give up your pet?
Exactly. And she kept... I'm not being rude. A Labrador is an ace. If you put your card, he's top ace.
Yeah.
That dog is top ace. She's kept like a one or two of clubs. Or Joker. She's a Joker. She's got a hairy draft excluder that I wouldn't even let in a house.
The freedom of choice on the way this morning. Today, two worlds and a planet is the theme. Two worlds and a planet.
I absolutely love that, Neil.
What's that?
It's a dog. I've been watching dog YouTube clips to get myself calm myself about meeting our new dog. We've just turned on Gadio. My parents, my stepmom's found this beautiful rescue dog. We've had two out of three rescue dogs.
Mm.
And you know what? The previous one came from a guy who had to get rid of his dog because he was starting a family.
Oh.
And didn't your beau come from a broken relationship?
He came from a couple who were not going through a good time in their relationship. So just to fix the relationship, they got a dog. And guess what? They ended up breaking up anyway. But we got the dog, so it's all right.
You got the dog. Yeah. You got little beau, didn't you?
So
we're getting... my parents are driving up tomorrow to pick up beautiful Sevi. I've just sent you a photo of him. Don't worry, we're not going to go on about dogs all day. We might do. We have got some gay news for you.
He's a beauty.
He's beauty, isn't he? Oh. And he's been done, Neil, because he's quite well endowed. That worries me.
Yeah. Oh, there's a film of him as well.
Yeah, there's a little film of my auntie.
He's so cute.
He came straight up to the camera and licked it. But can you see the draft excluder dog that they are keeping?
And they're
getting rid of the Labrador, but they're keeping a horrible draft excluder.
Oh,
you see,
imagine.
It's really putting its nose up at our dog as well, our new dog. Not seeing?
It's not coming up. It's...
But yeah, he's... Yeah.
I'm playing the clip now.
You're playing the clip.
He's got a red lead.
Yeah. I might have to rename him Andrew Lloyd Organ.
Oh, no, he's come up licked. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's licked.
Look at that.
It's a horrible dog.
It's not even a dog. It is. It's like a bit of carpet on the ground with a lead around it.
She is keeping, basically, Donald Trump's hair. That is what that dog looks like. She's keeping Trump, and we're getting Sevi. I'm so excited. So the next time... as soon as they've got him, I'm going to pop down and just get him, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just so excited, Neil.
I know.
Isn't it what? Aren't dogs great? Picking it up, loving, I'm living, so
we turn it up. Yeah, we turning it up. Ariana Grande, No Tears Left on Gadio. Neil and Debbie here. And plenty still come. We've got an hour of Gadio's anthems on the way.
Oh, delicious.
The Diva features this morning.
Oh, the Diva! Oh, thank God you might have just rescued the show. And also, Neil, I have to tell you about these awards and me hanging out with Kate Blanchett tomorrow.
Kate Blanchett.
Kate Blanchett, yeah. Kate, yeah. I just call her C. I just call her C with that, good friends. And the chap from All of Us Strangers, Andrew Scott.
No.
Went out with it. Yeah, yeah. Oh, and Benedict Cumberbatch, but I don't want to brag.
Freemasons, nothing but a heartache on Gadio. This is Neil Debbie here playing Gadio's anthems. Going to play some Madonna now, but first of all, before we do, I was, you know, when you come in from a night out, I went out for a meal on my birthday. Thanks very much. Yeah. I had a lovely time for a lovely birthday. And you put the telly on and you little have had a couple of glasses of wine. What's on? You flick through. And there was a programme about Sir Andrew Lloyd Organ. Here he is. Sort of like the various artists coming on, singing his songs and performing them, and then he'd sort of be on there on screen, sort of giving a little bit of story about something about it.
Good looking man, isn't he? Oh.
So he was there talking about, they played the song from Madonna.
Yeah.
That You Evita. Still Love Me, Evita.
Yeah.
And he explained how Madonna came to get the part. And I thought it was fascinating.
When the film of Evita was first mooted, a whole load of names were suggested, from sort of Liza Minnelli, you kind of name it. And when Madonna was suggested, I said to them, that's the one, because I don't know if you remember, but when Madonna started with Material Girl, she almost played Ava Perón in that first concert, where she was sort of throwing off her, you know, minkin, as it were, and tossing it to the audience, saying, you know, take these things, you know, my people have them and everything. And I remember calling Tim Rice then, saying, that girl wants to play Ava Perón. And that, when she did want to play Ava Perón, I thought, eureka.
That is, do you know what? I still think that's one of the best performances. Mm. Neil, I remember going to see that and I had my review published in the Tunbridge Wells Courier when I was a kid, when I was young. And I remember just seeing her going, oh my God, another suitcase in another hole. And what's that really great fast one in it as well?
Don't cry for really me, fast. Argentina.
No, that's not fast, Neil. It's like really slow.
The dance mixes.
No, not the dance mixes. But I tell you something that's really interesting as well. I've got the Vanity Fair. She kept the pregnancy diaries because she was pregnant with Lourdes when she did that film. And she did a Vanity Fair interview. She was on the cover, dressed as Eva Perón. And I've still got it today, and I reread it every now and again. It's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. What's wrong?
Sorry, I was just trying to find the Evita track, but I can't find it. Sorry, yeah. No, no. It was absolutely... She was actually outstanding in that film.
Yeah, I agree.
Unlike all the other ones that she played in.
Right, that is actually nasty.
Oh, I'm sorry, do you have some prior commitment? Some hideous skirt convention you have to go to?
By all means, move at a glacial pace. You know how that thrills me.
Now, why am I playing that off the back of Madonna, Neil?
Well, because that's from the opening credits of The Devil Wears Prada.
And why... It's a question for you, Neil Buzzamagnino. And why is that song in that film? Buzzamagnino.
Corpus Christi Wang.
Was it because I Mean Madonna is the producer?
She bought the right to the book.
Yes.
And it's still one of the best films ever. And also, not to brag, but my uncle sang on the soundtrack to Evita, and he doesn't know who anyone famous is. He sat on a table with Annie Lennox once, and everyone, I've told you this story, everyone went up and went, how is she? What is she like? And he's like, how's who? Annie Lennox, you're sat with her. Annie who? I went, oh my God. So he was in the recording studio, he's an opera singer.
Right.
And he said, oh yeah, we were in there, and there's this tiny little voice that came out. And I was, oh, she's not very good, is she? I've bumped her treble up. And apparently it was Madonna. Someone called Madonna. I went, right, only the most famous person in the world, Uncle Graham. Someone called Madonna. Anyway, it sort of came across as a brag. I didn't mean it to. Something happened with Madonna this week, and you know who we love, Neil. You know who we love. Do we love Neil?
Well, Madonna, Gaga. I mean, where?
No.
What are you looking at?
Madonna, Madonna, Madonna. So this week she's been playing Madison Square Garden. So it's hugely emotional because that's where she started. She left her hometown of Michigan with only a few dollars in her pocket, and then she made it in New York. Mm. But if you can make it there, Neil, you can make it anywhere. It's up to you. So this got posted by a fabulous fan called Mazzaloni, who said Madonna was in tears for the nurse who saved her life on stage this week at Madison Square Gardens. Do you want to hear Madonna's tribute to the woman that saved her life last year? I mean, highly emotional. This is very highly emotional. And I'm going to play
down
it to you
clip
now.
Yet. Well, yes. Done. Just there. Down the
There's list. A very special woman here tonight. Her name is Marie. Marie Carrera. She came home with me from the ICU. And she took care of me like she was my mother. Marie, I've been waiting for you to come here so I can send you.
Isn't that absolutely beautiful? And then do you know what she sang?
What?
I Will Survive. Neil, that's actually quite emotional.
No, it's lovely. Yeah, yes, yeah.
Well, brilliant. I'm sorry, love. Tell your face.
Not one of her songs, though, is it? But,
no, Neil, you've taken a stunning... I sort of wish I hadn't shared that with you now. Should we move on? It's awkward. Oh, my God, thank God we've got a diva. Diva in the room. Diva in the room.
Rough Drivers, Dreamin', featuring the diva, Catherine Ellis.
Diva. Diva. Oh, you know what that is, don't you? You know what that is. Oh, my God.
Divas are forever.
Zendebs on Twitter. Could we say a very happy birthday? It's a belated birthday, but, you know, that's the way them's rolls. To our delicious friends at Gaze the Word, who celebrated their birthday.
Oh, wow.
A couple of weeks ago. We're a little bit late with that, but can we just say God bless you? And I misread they're having a flash sale.
Oh.
And I thought, oh, I can get Neil one. It's a...
Yes, it's our weekly deep dive down into the archive with some classic tracks. I'm going to play, Debbie, three clips from three classic tunes, and then you have half an hour to decide which of these tracks, only one mind, we get to hear in full at the end of the Anthems Hour. Okay.
I really enjoyed Ollie Alexander and Sir Elton last week.
Yeah, with the eyebrows going.
I really enjoyed that. It was very good, Neil.
I've done Two Worlds and a Planet this time. It's quite tenuous, really. It's just songs with those words in the title. But they are linked because it's sort of kind of all about the Earth, really. Well, that's the way I like to look at it anyway.
I'm sort of losing interest because, you know...
Rihanna, only girl in the world. Rihanna, only girl in the world, choice number one. Clearly not impressed. You probably won't like this one either. There's Swedish House Mafia and... here it is anyway.
Oh, God.
Saving the World, Swedish House Mafia, choice number two.
These are really tenuous. I thought you were going to be creative. This is just world. So we've had world, planet. What the hell's this one going to be? Star? There we go. Star? Is it?
No, we've had two worlds, and here comes your planet. What planet are you on?
Perfect.
Body Rocks, nonetheless.
It'll be that one, because the other two were pretty diabolical for the tenuous thing. And what about Planet Perfecto? You're a bullet in a gun. What about Jose Nunez, Visitors? I mean, there's so many great songs. We're only here for a short while. And that's about people from space.
That's right, yeah.
Visitors.
Yeah. Anyway, you have half an hour to decide which of those three tracks we're going to hear.
Planet Perfecto,
in
Bullet in a Gun, please.
I tell them that I...
Deep Dish Clash Dance on Gadio's Anthems. More to come very soon, including Zed's Spectrum and some Dirty Old Anne here soon. Very good.
Oh, Flash Dance, lovely. Neil, there is the most beautiful message that's coming on Twitter, X. All right. And excuse me, Neil.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
I love it when you send photos of your dogs. And, we are so mad about our dogs, aren't we?
We're mad about the dogs.
Lolly has tweeted, Kulfi at the ready for today's show with his lightsaber, in brackets, spider sucker, ready.
Oh.
So that's him listening. Kulfi, suck that spider. That came out wrong, actually. Beautiful photo. Beautiful to have you
going
listening,
to an alternative
Kulfi.
Universe very
no,
suddenly.
No, let's move on.
KDO's Anthems. This is Neil and Debbie here. You can tweet us at This Is NDebs, also on X, of course, these days. And also you'll find us at This Is NDebs on Instagram. This has come in on the email, actually, ndebs@gaydio.co.uk. Greetings from GC. Greetings to radio brother and sister. You can decide which one is which. listening to your dulcet tones and mega tunes from here in Grand Canaria. And Neil, many happy returns of the day and hope that Debbie's present is completely unsuitable for opening in front of your parents. It was actually the card that you very kindly sent. Yeah. There it is.
Look at you.
Gorgeous.
That's all we can say about that card.
Yeah, exactly. It says here, this is from Mark and Amir, by the way. Mark, my husband, and I have a favourite song and thought we should share it with you. Debbie, this is really one for you, and if you don't feel a post-coital imaginary cigarette, if you're not pregnant with Luscious Lisa's child, then I will eat my hat, which is the only thing I'm wearing here in the sun. Almost TMI. The song is a mashup, and I know how Debbie hates that, but believe me...
I don't hate a mashup. I don't hate a mashup.
I think it maybe means the phrase. Anyway, this will also help with weight loss, snacksercise, or as they call it, something slightly different. Yank up that volume... Rip the knob off and just listen and wait for the climax. Love to everyone and keep smashing it, Mark and Amir. So see if you can recognise this as I play it. It's 60 seconds plus. I've done a little edit on this so you can hear it. Here
okay. That's so interesting. I think I like it. I'm so perplexed. It's so out of place here, Whitney.
Yeah.
With Donna Summer. It's like painting. It's like drawing a moustache on the Mona Lisa. Don't muck with a classic.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But that really works for the ketone. Can I tell you my favourite mashup of all time? Thank you for sharing that. I really enjoyed that.
I'll just say, if you want to find that, it's Donna Summer versus Whitney Houston. I Feel My Love Is Your Love. Barry Harris on the remix.
Barry Harris!
It's on SoundCloud. There you go.
Oh, that's wonderful. Right, can we play a song and then can I come back with what I think? And it's definitely Kylie's favourite ever mashup. All right, it's so clever. I'm only going to play a second of it because we have got a show to do. You know, I've got topical Here's stuff to talk key. About here. But-
Wallowing in Gaydio's Anthems. This is Neil and Debbie here this Saturday on Gaydio.
A bit later on, Neil, it's Neil and Debbie here. Hi. A little bit later on, I'm going to share with you, I think probably most of Gay UK has seen this clip. It's the window clip. If you've seen it, you'll know about it. If you haven't, it's going to be today's poo, which is our positive, optimistic outlook end to the show. And it's the first time we've ever done a visual.
Oh.
So it's going to be something visual. And I promise you, I got a stitch when Nisa sent me this yesterday.
Oh,
it's the funniest clip I think I have ever seen on the internet ever.
It's the music that we choose.
Yes, it's your deep dive into the archive, Freedom of Choice, once again. And earlier on, I gave Debbie three selections, all with a globally world kind of theme to them. Rihanna's Only Girl in the World, Swedish House Mafia, Save the World Tonight, and Body Rocks, What Planet Are You On?
Yeah. So, just as a sidebar, are you doing something different with your like health routine? Because you're looking just amazing.
I'm sorry?
You look really healthy.
Do I?
Your hair is looking great.
Oh.
And yeah, have you just changed something? Because something's working. Whatever you're doing, just carry on. Carry on doing it.
Are you trying to get something off of me?
Neil, I'd like to hear Planet Perfecto, Bullet in the Gun, because that is actually got Planet in the titles.
Right.
And I'm not being rude. It's a far more superior song.
Would you say so?
Than those. But Neil, whatever you're doing, you just keep doing it. Yeah. You just keep being you. You keep being you.
Flashery like this is going to get you everywhere. A little bit of a bullet in the gun, Planet Perfecto on Gadio. Neil Libby here. There you go.
Thank you so much. That was, excuse me while I vape.
Not for much longer.
By the way, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
No, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
I'm sick of seeing them at the side of streets. Everyone's throwing them away. You know? That is awful. But that was stuck. Neil, I'm going to say it's in my top 10 songs in the world.
Oh, excellent.
I think it is a work of art. And I used to club into that in Leeds.
Did you? Yes. Whereabouts?
Yeah. Well, sorry, what's that noise?
We haven't got time.
Alexa,
the news is on the way. We've reached that time of the week for a random clip at midday.
Oh, hasn't it been a hard week?
Hey, Tarquil, your jollies aren't right way around.
It's Taylor Swift who's come out for Sleepy Joe Biden this week, hasn't she? That's called Anti-Hero on Gadio.
It's a lot of... In fact, I've got some three bits of breaking music news you need in the nudes.
Right.
I've got three bits of music nudes that you need in your life.
Lovely.
They're all great news, and I'm going to share it with you in a second, because right now, Neil, you know the amazing song, On the Colours of the World, Lick Up Your Life! Every colour, every girl, from the one, the only
Spice Girls. Can I just say, you don't lick stamps anymore, though, do you?
No, so slightly ruined the story. So the Spice Girls, thank you, Neil. The Spice Girls are now, and Google them because they are works of art. They are all on stamps.
Mm.
This is a dream come true. I went into my local post office, try not to get too aroused, and I saw, you know, they have that window that you're not allowed to speak to people behind the window. Right, you've got that tiny little hole, haven't you?
Yeah.
You're like, please can I have... And you've got to, like, you know, I feel a bit like I'm in a hospital when I go in my local post office.
Do you? Yeah.
I'm like, excuse me, can I speak... Like, prison. It's like going to prison.
Our local post office, they're so slow behind the counter.
Oh, Neil, we shouldn't be... No, can I just say we should be bigging up? I love my post office, and I think Neil was mean to do that. So anyway, this might save the post office, because guess who's on the stamps? And
I saw it in
my local post office in their display cabinet.
We got M in the place, who likes it in your
place. Lick around the face.
MC, who likes it on her. Easy B, who doesn't come for free. She's a real lady. And as for me, how you'll see.
And I love putting fun stamps on cards.
Right.
But you always see which are the least popular ones that are left over.
That's true, yeah.
So it's going to be really... I'm going to keep an eye on it. I'm going to go down each week to my post office, and I'm going to buy a different one each week. Can I have a Jerry? Oh, no, we're sold out of Jerry. Jerry in the flag dress, Great British flag. That's sold out. But we've got 15 pages of Emma Bunton looking like Poochie.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we've got so many of Posh left over.
I mean, looking at them, the ones where it's just them, I mean, when they're group shots, they're not so interesting. When it's just them individually, but you definitely, the Jerry one stands
out by a
mile, doesn't it? Yeah.
And Posh by smelling her armpit. I quite like that.
Yes.
That's quite fun.
Yeah.
Mel B, but the Mel C one, she's so... But why didn't they do her in a tracksuit like Kicking?
Yes.
You know?
Yes, that would have been the classic look, wouldn't it?
Why didn't they do that?
Mm.
And why didn't they get one of all of the, like Jerry kissing King Charles? Because then you can have King Charles's face on the stamp.
Oh, she could actually be kissing the little symbol of his head.
Kiss him. Kiss the king.
Yeah.
And also,
Neil, you know Mr. Bates versus the Post Office?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that's... Come on, that man's a hero. Come on, yeah.
Just a suggestion to the Post Office for their next set of stamps. Mm. Get the poor people that have been treated appallingly in our fabulous local post offices. Get them next to the person who plays them in the show, and they can, you know, do the middle finger on the stamp,
yes,
and put a message to the companies that have done bad things.
What, air bubble?
No, not an air bubble, just
bubble.
Visually how they feel.
Oh, right, yeah.
I mean, you could do that.
Yeah.
You could, like, do a Mooney. What else could you do? I'm really... What would you do? I'm like, fist line, go like, ugh! Or I just hold up, you idiots!
Yes.
On a board. That's what I'd do.
Yeah.
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 Or just, like, an abba-turd.
Bouncy, bouncy, Calvin Harris, Khalees on Gaydio. This is Dinner Debbie here.
I haven't actually got time to breathe.
Oh.
Breaking news.
Oh, wow.
Breaking news and fabulous breaking news. This is going to be the year everyone is touring, Neil.
Right.
Everyone is going on tour. You've heard that Adele is doing a... you don't go and see her around the world. You have to go and see her in Germany. She's having
a purpose built. Yeah, you've got to go to Munich or something, isn't it?
Yeah, you've got to go to Munich. Everybody talk about smart music. And you've got to go over to there, so she doesn't actually have to travel. Mm. It makes sense, doesn't it?
It does, really. Yeah.
You know, they built that special thing
for
Voyage.
Well, they've made them out of electronics, didn't they? They don't even exist anymore, and there they are.
Yes. So that's great news. Adele's touring. Have you heard that Sia and Kylie are collaborating on something?
Oh, no.
This has come out this week.
Oh, wow.
So more about that soon. But I want to tell you about this incredible album. It's a tribute. It's a whole load of stars, including Lord... including Miley Cyrus, including Paramore, who have reworked the legendary album Talking Heads Stop Making Sense.
Oh.
It's the project is phenomenal.
Mm.
And Paramore have done Watch Out, you mugging one your that song is a work. I mean, you shouldn't. That is a bit like drawing a moustache on the Mona Lisa. You shouldn't muck about with that track. But it's what their version is brilliant. So that's coming up.
Right.
Then, another bit of breaking news. And thank you to the wonderful RRTT Phil Marriott, who said, this is genius. They're going to be playing the Opera House, London's Opera House, on July 23rd to 27th. And they've got a new album out called Nonetheless. Do you know who this is? Phil describes it as a disco banger. Who is this, Neil?
Well, it's Pet Shop Boys, because I have to know this. Yeah, brilliant. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Yeah, really good.
Feel love.
Love that. I really like Pet Shop Boys.
Yeah.
Always have done. There is a better fight,
a cause close to my heart. So that's coming out soon.
Yeah.
This is the big one for me.
Right.
As announced this week, it's going to be a brand new disco all-dayer in London. It's happening 26th of July, and it's called Love Motion. It's going to star the one, the only... Ready? Drop your bed.
Oh, is this Grace Jones?
No, this is Roisin Murphy, the Irish Grace Jones.
Right.
It's also going to star Horsemeat Disco.
Oh, wow.
And it's going to star one of our beautiful friends. Here she is.
Stand up, sit down, spread your legs now, assume the position.
Oh,
Grace
brilliant.
Jones, can you imagine the Irish Grace Jones and the real Grace Jones?
What a combo.
With Horsemeat Disco on the first ever all-day discoer. It's going to make your nips pop out with excitement. And just to get us in the mood, we interviewed her, and she is as great as you could possibly imagine.
Off the hook. Take it, ride, ride. Take it, ride. Zara Larsson. You love who you love. Oh, yeah.
That is really good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Someone else who's really, really good is my delicious, beautiful...
Oh, yes.
...girlfriend. We're going to catch up with... There she is. And, well, there's been so much happening this week, Neil. I think we better zip it, Shrimpy, and hand over to her.
Hello, Lisa.
Hello, Neil.
Hello
Debbie.
Hi, beautiful.
Hello, Alex. It's quite the week for music.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard Danny Minogue's new song?
No.
I think it's awesome, and I keep singing it.
Oh.
Kylie and Sia have got a new song coming out on the 7th of February. Pet Shop Boys have got some new music coming out. Harry Styles turned 30 in the week. Debbie's favourite, Roisin Murphy, Grace Jones. Coming out in July.
That's
later
right.
In the year.
Well done. Well done.
There's just so much good stuff happening.
Yeah, that's true.
Just need to book some stuff in. Anyway, I hope your show is brilliant. Obviously, the Madonna update. Did you see the little snippets of her show on Monday at Madison Square Garden? It looked amazing.
Oh yeah, with the nurse.
Takesha, Kelly Ripa. You've even got Donna and Nikki in the crowd.
It would
have been amazing. Anyway, have an awesome show. Look at this, you mean it. Bye.
Bless you. She knew things about Madonna you didn't.
Yeah, actually, we'll have to have a post-prescription meeting about that.
This is really going places now.
I do feel a bit sorry because I just sort of take the wind out of her sails by telling you.
Yeah, you've done all the stuff.
Yeah,
before she got to it. Oh, well. Thanks anyway, Lisa.
Very good.
That's Gorgon City on Gaydio. This is Neil and Debbie here. Ready for your love.
No. Neil, there's something incredible that's going to happen tomorrow.
Right.
I'm wearing my posh shoes. I'm wearing very gay things because it's LGBTQ plus History Month, of course.
Yes.
And I'm going across the pink carpet in London for a film awards. Who's going to be there, I hear you ask? Well, Bradley Cooper, of course, Robert Downey Jr., Ryan Gosling, Kate Blanchett.
How did you manage to wangle this?
Kate Blanchett and the incredible Andrew Scott, who is breaking everyone's hearts. You've sexified that, and you've lowered it. You sit on the central line again, Neil, from last week.
He's a fine actor, though. He's a very good actor.
He's a very fine actor. Yeah. And we had a lovely photo with him a few years ago.
Great as the vicar, wasn't he?
Good as the vicar. Yeah. Slightly taken away from this, Neil. It's the 44th London Critics Circle Film Awards ceremony.
Yeah.
And I'm going along there tomorrow on the red carpet.
Right.
I did invite you, but you said you were busy.
Right.
And it's not definitely confirmed that I'm going.
Oh.
In fact, I have been told by my lovely friend, Abby, that it's very tight at the moment. So, it's very tight for space.
I'd like to meet this Abby.
On the pink carpet. But I've been flirting outrageously with my friend. And I've said, Abby, at the drop of a drop of an eyelash, we'll be there.
Was she allowing Elisa to come too?
Yes, I said thank you so much for understanding, Abby. I know how hard your job is.
You put that voice on, did you?
Yeah, and I said, Piers, have you lost weight? I said, have you lost weight? So, I mean, Neil, to keep things crossed, but I want to read this out because it's so, so important. Everyone is talking about how amazing All of Us Strangers is. I mean, the attendance going to see it from our community is through the roof, and it deserves that support. And there's a beautiful interview with Andrew Scott this week in Pink News saying how lucky he feels that he's born gay. How lucky that he is.
I'm with you on that one, sister. Yeah.
Amen. So thank you to Dr. James J. Bradley. There's a doctor in the house. And James tweets, I'm still thinking about the group of women sitting in front of me for All of Us Strangers last weekend, who sobbed through the last 15 minutes. When the lights came on, one tried to lighten the mood by saying, all of us crying more like, to which another snapped, not now, Natalie. So if you were in that cinema, I mean, that is powerful when you just cry. I mean, it's a sin. I cried my eyes out during that. That's such a talent to be able
to get your emotions like that.
So, I mean, I haven't seen it yet, but I'm definitely, my ambition for LGBTQ plus History Month is to watch either a gay film I've not seen before or a gay documentary.
Right.
Because, you know, there's so much stuff that we just don't know about. Thank God for Pose. Thank God for I, Murphy.
Yes.
Because we learned so much.
Well, he's back with a new series, isn't he?
Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Pose?
No. It's another one of his wonderful series that he does.
Right. Well, I'd like a bit Truman more Capote. Information.
Truman Capote.
Truman Capote.
Yeah. Feud. Thank it's another feud.
Right. Okay.
Drama.
Well, you're slightly distracting. Everyone, good luck for Sunday. And I'll see you on the pink carpet, especially you, Kate Blanchett.
Neil and Debbie on Gaydio, and we're nearing that time where the show's about to end.
I know, we haven't done a poo for quite a while.
Oh, no, we haven't done a poo, have we?
It's positive, optimistic outlook, and I know that Anthony Murphy, our fabulous friend, who will be along in a momentiolo for Gaydio Anthems, anything you fancy hearing, he's your beauty. Right now, though, Neil, this is a visual. I've put a link into our This Is Ndebs on Twitter.
Right.
It's Lisa sent it to me and she said, everyone on planet Girth has been watching this. Right. It is hilarious. And I went, yeah, I've heard that before. Then I watched it and then something came out of my body. I've sent you a video. Can you describe what you're seeing? It's called Have a Laugh.
Right, okay.
It's called Have a Laugh on Instagram.
I'm playing this now, am I?
You play it now and describe what you see, Neil, please.
Okay, so there's a lady climbing in, trying to get through a window where it's just the top bit of the window with a full pane of glass below. So she's trying to... Have they got locked out or something? She's wearing a black dress. She's taken off her shoes.
Yeah.
And now she's going to try and hoik herself over the... The piece of wood in the frame of the window into the top bit of the glass that she's open. Her friend is trying to give her a leg up. Her friend's wearing shorts and a white t-shirt. Now she's got her legs up on the lady's shoulders and she's now being pushed through the window. She's fallen through the other side and the top half of her dress has come off and now she's flashing her breasts in the window and she's stuck in the window in that position. Her legs are sort of flailing around. The woman who's pushed her through the window is actually bent over laughing and not helping her at all. The other end of her dress has come up and oh my goodness.
She's falling.
Oh my, you can see everything.
Yeah, you can see
Oh, that's outrageous.
Yeah, but Neil, the girl who's held her is laughing.
She's just laughing. She's just stood there cracking up.
It's awful. The woman's dangling and it literally went up, didn't it?
God, that is
seriously. We'll put a little thing in. Just treat yourself because it's.
That'll do it for another week. Anthony Murphy is on the way very soon. You're still watching that thing.
I'm watching the girl through the window video. Oh my god, no, I was seduced about 30 times. It never stops being funny.
It is very funny.
She can't do anything, she's just stuck there.
You'll find it on our socials. I'll put it on the Instagram as well.
Socials.
We'll see you next week.
Extra, extra, tweet all about it.
Calm down, fatso.
Neil, I can't stop laughing at that clip.
It is a great clip, I have to say.
It's very funny. It's so... Lisa sent it to me. It's podcast experts Neil and Debbie here, with enjoying a slice of Schadenfreude. It is the funniest thing. And Neil, it's got me to thinking, something ever happened to you like that, where you just... It's out of your hands. Something has happened. It's out of your hands. You just got to go with it. You've got to go with it.
Yeah.
Can you think of anything? I've got about three examples that have just popped into my head.
I can remember being asked to do that once, climbing through somebody's toilet window.
Yeah.
An old lady up the street when I was a kid.
Bit of trade, wasn't it? Get out the house. Don't use the front door. No. Sort of something like that. Where
you've lost control.
Her boobs are just swinging like pendulous.
It's the way they were framed by the window. And her friend just is doing absolutely nothing to help. That's what's so funny.
Yeah, but she can't because she's
doubled over laughing her head off.
I mean, it literally has gone tits up.
Yeah.
That's what that has done. That's what that clip is. And it's bloody brilliant. It's just brilliant.
Yeah.
Can I tell you about a time, Neil, going back to 13-year-old me?
Oh, yeah.
In Brighton. Mm. And I was playing in the sea with my two half-sisters, or stepsisters, whatever they are, half-sisters. And we were throwing the ball around and everyone was sort of like clapping and laughing on the beach. I'm like, oh, we're so good. Look, we're going to be signed up by a volleyball team. We're so good. And then I realised when my Karen, my stepsister or half-sister, said, Debbie, pull your swimming costume up. And I had popped out of my swimming costume. And everyone was looking from the beach to me and laughing, like going, hey, like that. And I'm like waving back. Like, oh, yeah, look, we're so popular. We're so popular.
They love
it's a
us.
Real... Judy Finnegan moment, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah.
It's such a Judy Finnegan. Wow. And the other moment, Neil, this is awful. But another thing, and it's not as funny as that girl with her boobs, because obviously they've uploaded it. They've uploaded the clip, so they're fine with it. But it's when we went to those film awards a few years ago, and Val McDermott.
Oh, well, yeah, she took a tumble, didn't she? Yeah. She went down some steps, so quite steep steps down to the chair, to her seat. And she went head over, and really, it was quite a nasty fall she had. And it was awful to see. And yet, at the same time, yeah. Yeah. Oh, it also reminds me of the great producer Robin story, where he was running for one of those wonderful red double-decker buses, you know, with the open platform at the back, running to get his shot. I've got to get it, I've got to be late for work. Managed to just get on board, and everybody's smiling at him, and he's thinking, his face is a bit drafty, isn't it? And he looked down when he got, actually landed on board on that platform, and realised his tackle was hanging out. I mean, he'd be running towards this bus. I mean, the vision of the sight of that. People sat on that bottom row watching him trying
Oh, my God.
Everything jiggling about. How around. Funny.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's just... I'm trying to think of puns to do with what we could say, you know, what bus and...
Never wear boxer shorts. That's what I say.
No. Yeah. Oh, my God. You know my beautiful friend Karina, who owns Pixie? This is Pixie, the failed guide dog.
Oh, yeah.
She's going to be very jealous that we're getting
well,
a dog.
Yes. She How's that going to go down?
She will not like that
no,
at all.
She won't.
Pixie gets all my attention.
Yeah.
Quite rightly.
Yeah.
I adore her.
Will you bring them to meet each other, do you think? Or was that
I'm
be
not sure.
A,
I don't
bridge
think
too
Pixie,
far.
I don't think Pixie would like it.
No.
I think she'd get too jealous.
But will Pixie not smell Sebby on you?
I'll have to have a full shower.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. I can't have her being jealous, Neil.
No.
No, not
Pixie.
Odor
Sebby all over you. And
Yeah.
You've been seeing another dog.
Because you know that Pixie's a lesbian. She's a Lesbrador.
Right, yes.
She hates men.
Oh.
She really doesn't like men.
Right.
She really doesn't like men. But the only man she likes, the only man she's ever loved, is Chris the Postman, because he gives her treats.
Oh, right, yeah.
But she doesn't like male dogs. Oh, no.
Right, yeah.
And she really sniffs girls' bottoms.
Does she now?
Female dogs, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, no, I won't be doing that. But my beautiful friend Karina, who owns Pixie, the failed guide dog, she told me once that she was cycling to work.
Right.
She was cycling and she really got quite the speed up. And she was like, oh, yeah. And she was like, why are people beeping me? Why are people beeping me on the side of the road? Do you know what she'd done?
What?
Just visualise. She had got dressed in such a hurry that her bra had hooked itself onto her clothes.
Yes.
So she was flying along like Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. But the bra was like that silver foil from Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. So she was, and people were going, hey, look at your bra, your tits hanging out. And she did have the bra on, but this was an extra one from her laundry bag that just attached. And Neil, I'm not being rude. She's got massive boobs.
Yes.
So would have, she could have taken off like a parachute. She makes Dolly Parton look like a flat chester.
Yeah, that's true.
Hers are so big, Neil.
Yeah.
Enormous.
I'm
so imagine.
I'm sure delighted you saying this.
Imagine like 36 double J or whatever it is. So imagine a massive comedy bra flapping in the wind like a Priscilla one. Do you know what I want to see? I want to see producer Robin and her next to each other, him running for the bus and her cycling next door to it. Then we'll film it and we'll want millions on YouTube.
Yeah, sight for sore eyes, eh?
Neil and Debbie.
This is a bloody shambles.